Glory to God. Father, we come tonight in the miraculous and mighty name of your son, Jesus. Thanksgiving in our hearts and our hearts filled with praise and glorifying and magnifying your name and proclaiming that Jesus is Lord to the glory and honor of God. And our hearts are prepared to hear from you tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen. And everybody said, amen. You know, since August the 9th, a pastor, a bishop from the pastor's desk has been teaching on the subject, what is faith? And if you've been missing it, like I sometimes miss it, set my alarm and wonder why my alarm going off. But I've been going over it and reviewing it so we can put some information about it on the website. And it's awesome. So if you haven't, take time, scroll, and listen again. And what is faith? So we're going to talk about faith a little bit, but probably from a little different perspective tonight. Because as I was praying and meditating, some things that the Lord just started coming to me. He said, you share these things. So let's look at Hebrews chapter 11, starting with verse 1, and we're in King James right now. And it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the what? Substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And he went into a lot of detail explaining what that means. And so you go there and you listen and you get yourself built up and you increase your faith. Because as he says many times, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But that's not what I want to talk about tonight. He said, for the elders, by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But we all almost always will pull verse 6 out all by itself. But verse 6 plays off the other verses, and especially off verse 5. So let's look at verse 5 again. For by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he what? Pleased God. So he had to have faith in God, and his pleasing God was doing what God says. So I have a question for you today. Do you, on purpose, set out daily to please God? Do you, on purpose, set out daily to please God? Well, do we please him just sometime? You know, 24 hours a day. Well, I'll please him 20 hours and the other I'll kind of do what I want to do. No, all of the time. So Enoch had this testimony before God translated him that he what? Pleased God. So we often look at Hebrews chapter 11 and we say faith is now. Well, let's back up a little bit. And I've been trying to decide how far back up in chapter 10 to back up, but it was talking about in here the law and how the people disobeyed the law and how they walked over the very Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, didn't pay attention to the word, and how in the Old Testament, if they were found guilty on the witness of two or three people, they were killed instantly. And it says, how much more, if you don't hold on to your faith, will you suffer the consequences of losing your faith? So I want to tell you today, don't lose your faith. Get it in your heart and keep it in your heart and use it all of the time. Because that's how you're going to get to God, to get answers to your prayers, is by believing what God says. Can you say amen? Amen. And so let's look at verse 34 in chapter 10. Maybe we can start there. He said, for ye had compassion of me in my bonds and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance. He was saying that you were willing to go through. Now, this is the ones who stayed with God. Said the one who came on Wednesday night. Amen. They stayed with God, and he said that they suffered persecution, even had their own possessions taken away from them. I think we need to read the Bible a little more. God blesses us with every spiritual blessing. But sometimes there's a turmoil, there's a struggle. Sometimes we go through things, sometimes we lose things. But God always, say always, replaces anything that the devil tries to steal. So they were going through this, and they were willing to go through with that. So we grow up. That's the best way I can say it. Let's just do what? Grow up. You know, it's time out for kitty games. And I didn't plan to go there, but thank you, Lord.